This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The 18th BRICS summit concluded in New Delhi today, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscoring that the BRICS's diversity should remain its identity, cooperation its inspiration, and its progress should contribute to the cause of humanity. In his closing remarks on the final day of the two-day summit, the Prime Minister said BRICS is not merely a grouping of nations but an ecosystem of solutions. He said the discussions over the past 2 days had further strengthened this conviction. Mr. Modi expressed hope that the New Delhi Declaration adopted at the summit would provide clear direction for a shared vision and future cooperation. He stressed the need to translate all outcomes into time-bound actions that deliver the last-mile impact.
उसमें एडप्ट किया गया न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन हमारे शेयर्ड विजन और फ्यूचर कोऑपरेशन को स्पष्ट दिशा देगा. हमें सभी आउटकम्स को समयबद्ध एक्शन और लास्ट माइल इम्पैक्ट से जोड़ना होगा. हमारे फ्रेमवर्क फाइल से आगे बढ़कर रियल लाइफ में इम्पैक्ट पैदा करे, इसके लिए हम सब मिलकर काम करेंगे.
Earlier, in his opening remarks, Prime Minister Modi said special emphasis had been placed on enhancing resilience within the BRICS groupings as pandemics, climate disasters and supply chain disruptions have shown that no crisis remains confined to one region in today's interconnected world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of high-level bilateral engagements on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in New Delhi. Over the past 3 days, Mr. Modi held 15 meetings with the heads of state and governments, besides several pull-aside meetings with world leaders and heads of international institutions. The meetings provide an opportunity to strengthen bilateral ties, discuss issues of mutual interest, and exchange views on regional and global developments. The Prime Minister today held bilateral talks with leaders of Kazakhstan, Egypt, Indonesia and Philippines, South Africa, Burundi, Nigeria and Uganda. Mr. Modi also met Nigerian Vice President Kashim Shettima. Yesterday, Mr. Modi held bilateral meetings with leaders from Ethiopia, Malaysia, UAE, Vietnam and China. On Friday, the Prime Minister met leaders from Russia and Iran and also the UN Secretary General. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has called upon the Indian gems and jewellery industry to ensure that the entire ecosystem and manufacturing chain of lab-grown diamonds remains firmly in Indian hands. Addressing the 52nd India Gems and Jewellery Awards ceremony in Mumbai, Mr. Shah said, "The nature of the diamond trade is changing with the emergence of lab-grown diamonds." The Home Minister said that lab-grown diamond market in terms of volume is expected to become nearly 50 times the size of the current diamond market, describing it as a monumental opportunity for India. In Indonesia, the death toll has risen to 6 after a ferry carrying more than 240 people overturned due to bad weather in the Java Sea today. Nearly 130 passengers and crew members remain missing. Indonesian rescuers said at least 170 people have been rescued so far as search and rescue operations continue around the vessel's last known location. In hockey, India's men's and women's teams have clinched the Junior Asia Cup titles at Moshi in China today. The Indian men's team defeated South Korea 4-1 in the final to successfully defend its title. The Indian women's team also emerged victorious, defeating host China 1-0 in the final. Both the Indian men's and women's teams have also qualified for the Junior Hockey World Cup by winning their respective Asia Cup titles. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 184 runs for defending champion Sri Lanka in the final of the Women's T20 Asia Cup in Dubai. In reply, Sri Lanka were at 18 for 1 in 3.3 overs when reports last came in. Opting to bat, India posted 183 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. Shefali Verma top scored with 68 of 39 deliveries, while Smriti Mandana contributed 59 of 39 balls. Earlier, Indian skipper Harmanpreet Kaur won the toss and elected to bat. Seven-time champions India have reached the final, topping Group A with 3 wins before defeating Bangladesh by 40 runs in the semi-final. Sri Lanka also remain unbeaten in the group. In men's cricket, Afghanistan have set a target of 157 runs for India in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Delhi. In reply, India were 113 for 1 in 9 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Afghanistan posted 156 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. Azmatullah Nomarzai was the top scorer, remaining unbeaten on 64 of 44 balls for India. Arshdeep Singh clinched 3 wickets earlier. Indian skipper Shreyas Iyer won the toss and opted to bowl. And with that, we end this news bulletin.